Miles, let's talk a little bit about this show this year. You've evaluated a little over 1,100 purebred gilts over the last couple of days now. Your thoughts first about the pigs?
Oh, the pigs. I mean, it's the Oklahoma Youth Expo. It doesn't get any better than this, right? I mean, it is unbelievable. And the everybody talks about the top end being good. But you get to the city here, and I mean, the middles part of it's good. I don't think there's a bottom end. You know, I know that we've got to sift them back there, but those picks can win shows, even they get sifted. So, you know, it's just one of those deals. I mean, you got to hit a judge right, and you got to hit the sift judge right. And this has been unbelievable. It's the best show I've ever been to.
What are you looking for when you're trying to, you know, select that that gilt that, you know, hopefully can be a good mama?
Yeah. You know, feet and legs first. I mean, first and foremost, myself and the sift judge, Mr. Hilty, I've looked to try to make them really good structured. All 4 feet pointing the same way. We like them pretty stout. We want them to have some width to them. We like square knees and good pasterns. And, you know, just something that whenever you're looking on the outside of the ring, it looks like a good one. And whenever we're up next to it, it looks even that much better. It's so much different being outside. I was watching the crosses yesterday. You get in the ring, and the pigs just look so much different. And so, you know, we're just trying to look for the best one, obviously, but the ones that suit us good.
Are these gilts that would work well in a, you know, a commercial type operation?
You know, I think that there's always the talk between commercial and between being show pigs. And, you know, fortunately for these gilts, they'll never go into a commercial operation because these people take such good care of them. And it's just the care deal. You know, I'm not saying that commercial hog settings, they don't take care of them, because they're as up on shots and health as anybody. And so that means obviously a lot. But these things are always going to lay deep in shavings and lay in straw, and they're never going to get dirty, and they're going to get bred, you know, whenever they want them to be bred, and, you know, hopefully be good moms for these kids. I've seen a lot of good potential long-term sows here.
I guess they would. These are the gilts that will be the mamas to the next generation, next couple of generations of our show pigs.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I was talking to a girl earlier that had a spotted gilt, and she got really tight out here. And I said, hey, I said, you bring you one back next year that looks like her, that's a little sounder, and I bet you're going to have a good year. And they were actually telling me that they had a gilt that got sifted a few years ago because she had gotten really tight, brought her back the next year, and she was reserve grand champion. So.
Wow.
There's big opportunity here for sure.
You've interacted with a lot of our young people here, 4-H and FFA members. Your thoughts about these kids?
Oh, Oklahoma does it as good as anybody. And you talk about, obviously, you know, the parental guidance and the 4-H, the FFA, these advisors. I mean, they're the leaders, you know, and we've got a lot of people out there that are on the buckets and they're feeding them. And I don't think what some of them guys understand is they're influencers to these kids and what they're doing. And they've made, Oklahoma has made as good and kind-hearted kids as you could possibly be around. And that's what makes a job fun for a judge. You know, you get out there and you don't want to hurt anybody's feelings, but they certainly come up and they still give you a fist pound or shake your hand because they're appreciative to be here. And I appreciate that a bunch about Oklahoma youth for sure.